If you want to secure an enterprise AI system, the absolute last thing you should be worrying about is some sci-fi rogue AI taking over.
Yeah, that is definitely not the real threat here.
Right. So today we are jumping straight into a playbook called Protecting the Decision Engine. And the mission for you, listening right now, is to completely rethink how you view enterprise AI security.
You really have to shift your focus away from the model itself.
Exactly. You need to focus on the massively complex software architecture surrounding it.
Okay.
Let's unpack this. Because evaluating a model safety in total isolation, well, it's like testing a car engine safety while it's sitting on a workbench.
Right. That's a great way to put it.
I mean, it doesn't matter how safe the engine is if you haven't checked whether the car actually has brakes or, you know, a steering wheel.
And the playbook actually captures that dynamic with a very specific equation. It's system capability and risk equals model capability multiplied by orchestration scaffolding.
Yeah, orchestration scaffolding.
Yeah, that scaffolding is basically everything connecting the AI to the outside world. So the databases, the internet access, the software APIs.
Got it.
The danger in a production environment isn't the language model suddenly developing malicious intent. The real risk is, like, a data retriever pulling an unauthorized contract, or the system failing to mask personal identifiers before they ever even reach the model.
So if the real danger isn't the engine itself, but the fuel it's being handed, how is bad data sneaking into that scaffolding in the first place?
Well, that is the big question.
Because we know about direct prompt injection, right? Where a user actively attacks a chatbot. But the playbook highlights this thing called indirect prompt injection.
Right. And indirect injection is much, much harder to catch because malicious instructions are hidden inside third-party documents or, you know, even routine vendor invoices.
Oh, wow. Just a normal invoice.
Exactly. When the enterprise system ingests and indexes that file, the AI just reads the untrusted text as retrieved knowledge, and it just blindly executes the hidden commands.
Hang on. I need to push back on that a little bit.
Sure.
If these foundation models are so incredibly advanced, why can't we just give them an ironclad system prompt? Just tell the model, hey, ignore any instructions you find in retrieved documents. Why do we need all this external scaffolding at all?
That's a common question, but it's because language models are fundamentally probabilistic text processors.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
It means they just predict the next most likely word based on the context they are fed. You cannot trust a probabilistic engine to strictly follow security rules via a system prompt.
Because it's just guessing words.
Right. Clever phrasing in a poisoned document can easily bypass that prompt by shifting the mathematical probabilities of how the model responds. So, deterministic controls, you know, hard binary rules, they have to sit entirely outside the model.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And it's not just malicious attacks causing trouble, right? The playbook mentions unauthorized retrieval.
Yeah, that's a huge issue.
But if a company uses standard semantic search, why would it accidentally pull, like, confidential executive pricing for a lower-level employee?
Because semantic search is designed to find concepts. It doesn't verify identities.
Oh, I see.
So if a junior employee asks a chatbot about budget cuts, the search engine finds the mathematical conceptual match in a highly classified executive memo.
And it just hands it over.
Right. It retrieves it because the search mechanism is entirely blind to the fact that the employee shouldn't see it. If you don't bake access controls directly into the database, it just retrieves whatever is most relevant.
Wow. So if the AI is this easily tricked by poisoned context or, you know, blind retrieval, how do enterprises safely allow autonomous agents to take active steps, like accessing live databases or sending emails on our behalf?
Well, they have to deploy what's called a multi-layer control plane.
Okay.
This involves an agent orchestrator and these things called dry run states. So if an agent wants to perform a high-risk action, say, altering master vendor bank details, the orchestrator hard blocks it from executing.
So it can't just do it.
Exactly. The agent is forced to generate a dry run summary detailing the proposed changes, and then it has to wait for a human manager to approve it.
That's basically like managing corporate interns.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you might let an intern draft a wire transfer exception memo, but you physically remove their ability to hit send without your explicit signature.
That is the perfect analogy. And to build on that, the architecture also secures the data retrieval side using access control lists. This pre-filters vector database searches.
How does that work?
The system checks your digital ID badge. So your single sign-on claims before the AI is even allowed to query the database. The database enforces this filter before any semantic search runs.
So it just blocks it out entirely.
Right. If you don't have clearance, the document simply doesn't exist mathematically to the search engine.
Which completely solves the unauthorized retrieval problem.
You
and that ties directly into regulatory frameworks, right? Like the EU AI Act or NIST.
Absolutely. By forcing the system to operate through these hard gates, you generate an immutable audit trail. You can prove exactly who accessed what and show the human approvals for every single action.
Which is huge for compliance.
It's everything. That is exactly how regulated industries achieve continuous compliance by design.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, prompt engineering might give you a really fun demo, but a robust deterministic system architecture around the model is what actually delivers safe, production-ready enterprise AI.
It does raise a bigger question, though.
What's that?
If achieving ultimate security requires boxing our highly advanced probabilistic AI models inside these strict deterministic cages, do we fundamentally limit the creative potential of AI just to keep our enterprises safe?
Man, that is definitely something for you to mull over. We want these engines to drive innovation, but as we learned in this deep dive today, you really shouldn't take that engine off the workbench and put it on the road without making absolutely sure the brakes are wired up first.